your name and spell it.
Barbara Feldy, F-E-L-D-E.
Can you spell your first name?
B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
So, Barb, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in an elected position?
Well, my father was a union steward for Teamsters for 20 years. So I learned a lot from him. And then I became a union president. And of course you have to run for office, and usually it's the males that run. So I had to run against a male, and I won. And then I held several other union positions. And when I retired, I had always told everybody when I was working that when I retired, I was going to run for office. And I guess I kept that promise, and I ran for the city council against someone else that I knew, and couldn't say a bad word about him. So we got along really great and both did our own campaigning and things, and I won in the election. Came onto the council, and 2 years later, another council member asked me if I had thought about running for the president of the council, and I said I hadn't thought about it, but yeah, I would be available for that, and here I am, president of the city council.
So what was the year that you ran for council?
It must have been, I'd have to look back, but I'm going to say maybe 2019. I can look it up and send you a little note.
And what inspired you to decide to do this after retirement?
Well, because I've always been politically active, and I just decided that, you know, you have to walk the walk if you're going to do the talk.
So what does it take to run a campaign?
I pretty much ran it on my own. I really didn't take a lot of donations because I filed for, you know, less than $2,000, which was the city's limit, without having to do the paperwork for the donation. So I kept it under the $2,000. And I can honestly say I don't think I even took in $1,000. It was basically to buy some yard signs and some flyers to put in doors. I had some help. We covered my whole district, and if I didn't talk to people because they didn't answer the door, at least I left my flyer with my name and some of the things that I was interested in and gave them a little information. And that was about it. And see, I did the work and I got elected.
And so the outcome was that you won. You were elected.
Yes.
And so throughout running that campaign, what did you learn about yourself and about the community?
Well, I had a meeting with the other person running, and it was put on by the university union or something like that, and we talked about city issues, and I learned from that. He had been on a couple committees in the city, whereas I had not been on any yet. So I learned that I needed to learn more.
And did you learn anything that surprised you about the community that you didn't know before?
Yeah. A lot about the intricacies of the city. I learned that I knew a lot about the garbage, because that was when we were switching over to the garbage cart system. So I knew a lot about that because my husband had always been in the garbage business. He was a truck driver, not always picking up house to house, but he would take like businesses and stuff and pick those up. So I knew a lot about that, but I didn't know a lot about some of the other things that were going on, you know, how much it costs to do road repairs and a lot of stuff like that. So I became a lot more familiar with it as time went on.
And what would you say to another woman who is thinking they might want to get involved by running, whether it's for a union or whether it's in the community, but running for some type of elected position?
I should say go for it, because you know what? Even if you don't win, you learn something from that loss and you can run again.
And why do you think it's so important for people to be involved locally?
Well, I want people to understand that, you know, each older person only covers so much of the area in Sheboygan. We each have a district, and, you know, we try to help our constituents with problems that they have in their district. A lot of it is police matters, and, you know, the first thing I'll say is, did you call the police department? So it's just more or less navigating the website that we have and talking to their neighborhood officers, which I didn't know about before I became an older person, that we had neighborhood officers. So I would give advice to them and say, you know, get involved, learn more about, you know, what you want to run for, and then you can decide if that's really in your niche.
And what do you think is the future of women in politics?
I think women are becoming a lot more boisterous, a lot more involved, and I don't think that's going to go away. I think we're going to, you know, be more accepting of other nationalities, people that aren't like us. So I think we're going to go places.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you want to share?
Just Sheboygan is a great place, and I'd advise people that are thinking about running for alderperson to, you know, step up to the plate. It's a pretty simple procedure. You just have to give like a little resume saying, you know, why you're interested. Get some literature made up and, you know, take on the opponent in that district.
Thank you so much for meeting with me. And
You're
for
welcome.
Sharing your story.
You are so welcome.